I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Linda Ryan joining us in the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
And this is all about Gladys. Tell us who Gladys is to you.
Gladys is mom. She is a 4'11", 85-pound Spitfire. If you were to meet her, you would think she's adorable, and you may also be subject to her dry sense of humor. You never know what's going to come out of mama's mouth. She's strong. She's tenacious. She was born in 1918 during the 1918 pandemic, and she survived that. And she also survived through the 2020 pandemic. She's never had COVID in 2020, and she never, thank God, never got ill during the pandemic of 1918.
Hold on. I'm trying to do some math.
Yeah.
You said she was born in 1918?
Yeah.
So she's 106?
Yeah.
And still with us?
Yeah.
Spitfire, no less.
Is she immortal?
You get that. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. She thinks she is right now.
What is her secret to longevity?
She would tell you her secret is hard work.
Mm. Oh, I'm going to die young then.
She did work hard her entire life. She joined when the World War II broke out. She decided to join the Air Force along with many other young women at that time. And she served from 1942 to 45, and she was a supply clerk down in the base in Tucson, Arizona. That's where she met my dad. They got married and had three children. And then when my dad passed, mom continued to work, but she worked two jobs because she had three children. So it was a juggling act for her, but she did it, and she did a very good job at it. We're all here. We're all productive people, and we all adore her. She up and moved when she was about 65 years old down to Florida. Didn't know a soul. And I went, Mom, what are you doing? You don't know anybody. And she just said, no, I just think I need a change. And she moved down there for 22 years. Got remarried and had a wonderful life until he passed at the age of 93. Then mom unfortunately got ill, and she ended up coming back to Massachusetts so that she would be closer to myself and my two brothers.
I need to recap this. So Gladys is now 106 years old, and she is a yes. World War II vet. That's incredible.
Yes. How many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, what are we looking at there?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. She must, I'm trying to think of everybody. I'm going to say 10 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
Wow. Well, will you give her a giant hug for us?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And if possible, I'd just like to be able to say to you that, I mean, she's had other activities with the Honor Flight in New England, which is a nonprofit that dedicates to honoring the Americans' most senior vets. It's a wonderful organization, and I highly recommend anybody that's a vet of any war to look into it, because the trip down to D.C. is no cost to the vet. It is a wonderful trip.
What do you get someone for their 106th birthday?
I just gave her, well, actually, she likes dolls. Like baby dolls, where they can be hard casted or soft cloth. And kitty cats.
Well, whatever she wants, she gets.
That's amazing.
Linda,
we're going to make your mom, Gladys, an official member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, and I would say the oldest member of the Good Vibe Tribe.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say one more thing. If you met mom today, this is what she would say to you. I'm 106. What's your superpower? That's what her banner said for her birthday.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah, that is so great. Thank you for sharing her with us, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much for even asking me. I really appreciate it. It's an honor, and it's an honor to be part of the Good Vibe Tribe.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Linda. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tabitha from Holbrook.
Hi, good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Venom, The Last Dance, held on to the top spot at the box office over the weekend. Which actor plays the lead in that franchise?
I'm going to take a wild guess of Tom Cruise.
Question number two. Jeff Probst turns 63 today. He has hosted all 47 seasons of which hit reality competition series?
Survivor.
47 seasons. That's crazy.
Yeah, but they, you know, a season isn't a year.
That's still almost too many seasons.
It feels like
a lot.
To
be stuck on an island.
Olivia Rodrigo says she won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, "I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself." In our solar system, what is the planet closest to the sun?
Venus.
Question number four. The original reels of The Wizard of Oz and many other classic movies and TV shows are stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas to help preserve them. That includes this cinematic masterpiece that was released the same year as The Wizard of Oz. Take a listen to the most iconic line and then name the movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Gone with the Wind.
And question number five. Today in 2015, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton officially admitted that they were a couple. Blake also announced his divorce to which country star in 2015?
Oh, I know her name.
You should say
It was the thing that started on The Voice. Yeah. I can't think of it. She helped his career. I can't think of it. Sorry.
Kennedy!
That's okay. That's all right. I understand you're making a visit to your dad, who's in the hospital.
I am, yes.
How's he doing?
He's doing better,
okay.
Which is great.
All right. What's his first name?
Bob.
Bob. We'll tell Bob we're thinking about him, okay?
Thank you so much.
Tabitha, got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Venom, The Last Dance, held onto the top spot at the box office of the weekend. Which actor plays the lead?
Tom Hardy.
1-0. Question number two. Jeff Probst, 63 today. He has hosted all 47 seasons of which hit reality competition series?
Survivor.
2-1. Olivia Rodrigo says she won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, "I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself."
I want to go to space.
In our solar system, what is the planet closest to the sun? This infuriates me so much. It's under my skin. I can't even.
I know. It's hard to be a boy. Closest to the sun, you say?
Yes.
Mercury? I'm like, my mother. What is that? What does it go?
Also, justice for Pluto. Make it a planet again. Shout out to my boy.
3-1. Question number four. The original reels of The Wizard of Oz and many other classic movies and TV shows are actually stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas to help preserve them. That includes this cinematic masterpiece that was released the same year as The Wizard of Oz. Take a listen to the most iconic line and then name that movie.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. It shocked the world. Gone with the Wind.
Such language. 4-2, question number five. Today in 2015, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton officially admitted that they were a couple. Blake also announced his divorce to which country star in 2015?
Miranda Lambert?
That's her.
Wow, that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, pandemic years, you know.
You know, you're not wrong.
5-2 is the final score. Tabitha Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, we can't give you the cash. However, you're not leaving empty-handed. We have for you a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes. It's a friends and family, a live concert film. It is in theaters for one night only, November 14th, and you and a friend will be there, okay?
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, if you want tickets for this, by the way, to find a participating theater, visit friendsandfamilyfilm.com. And tell Bob we hope he's doing okay.
Big love to Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. And my name is Tabitha. I'm from Holbrook, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. You can text or call that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend, Kennedy.
Yeah?
What'd you get into over the weekend?
Oh, well, I saw Casino Guy for the first time in about a million years, and that was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had two birthday parties on Saturday.
Oh.
So my girlfriend Erica was in town from Florida, and so, you know, a lot of people who were friends with her when she lived here got together, which was really nice to see everybody. And then Dow had her birthday, and I went over to her parents' house to say hello to her, and that was lovely.
I saw a video that Annie Dow posted for her birthday, and it was her trying to hit some sort of pinata.
It was a pinata.
But what she didn't know is that the people that were holding the pinata on the deck above her kept pulling it out of the way every time she went. So she would touch it, it would be there. And then when she'd go to swing, they'd quickly pull it up out of the way. And I was dying. I watched the video like 15 times.
Shenanigans.
Well, I don't know if you saw the end, but the end was where it just got knocked off and didn't open. So she just beat it to death until all the nips came out.
I was going
to
say, what was in the pinata? McGillicuddy nips?
And then she hand-delivered me a Fireball one because I was sitting up with the olds. So, yeah. And then yesterday, I went over to King's in a legacy place to meet with Sarah and her family and all of her friends. And we bowled, and it was awesome. We had the best time. They did it up for us. They had this whole buffet of like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, pizza and apps and drinks, and, you know, all the sodas and stuff.
Right.
And we bowled two games. I am really bad at bowling, but...
What was your best score?
To be quite frank with you, I don't even know. Because it took an hour to do each game because there were, you know, so many of us.
Right.
But you just get to talking with people and you're like, oh, is it my turn? Is it my turn? So we weren't like... I wasn't that competitive. I think they might have been.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Sarah, on the other hand, was a damn ringer.
Oh, yeah?
She just kept hitting strikes and hitting spares. She was awesome. So I just want to say thanks to everybody who came out. I really enjoyed meeting all of you. It meant a lot.
No,
your nails are still intact. That's good.
Still intact. We double checked. Yes.
Thank you for filling in for me. I appreciate that, Kennedy. I do appreciate that. Corey from Medford was going to Comic-Con this weekend. How did it go?
Comic-Con was awesome.
Who did you meet, or did you pay for any photos?
So, yeah, I actually paid for Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors, who played the Bionic Woman in the $6 Million Man's photos.
Yeah.
And I got a selfie with Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, yeah, that was a bit of money, but, you know, you only see some of these people once. So, yeah, shout out. And we had a few listeners stop by the Starfleet table to say hi and took a few pictures with people.
Oh, were you charging for photos? You could have made some money.
Oh, good God, no. My pics are always free.
You were taking pictures with fans, Corey?
I was taking pictures with fans. People were coming up saying hi. I was told that basically any time I went to go get a soda or something, someone would come up to the table looking for me.
I just love that. I love our listeners and how we've... It happened at the ice cream social.
Yeah, people wanted pictures with him than us, Kennedy.
Yeah, and I'm okay. And I am perfectly fine with that.
The legend of Corey from Medford Gross.
You are a good human being, my friend.
I love that.
That's good stuff. Thanks, Corey. We hope you have a great week. Carolyn is from Milford. What did you get into over the weekend, Carolyn?
I was actually at Rhode Island Comic Con, and I did see Corey.
Hey!
You were one of the fans!
But, yeah, I actually texted you guys a photo this morning, because he's like, oh, you got to send that into the radio station.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
We can't get pictures on the
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, we can't get access to this.
But,
who did you meet, or who did you get a photo with besides Corey from Medford?
I met John Cleese, and I scared him, not intentionally.
Okay.
But
I do cosplay, and so I had been working on my Beetlejuice cosplay for a very long time. I was in line for John Cleese. He had turned around for a minute when the woman waved me over to his table, and so he turned back around. I'm standing there, and he just went, ah! And it was real enough that security started walking over to his table. He had to tell them, no, she just startled me.
Oh, my gosh. They were ready to toss you.
He's 85, Carolyn. You could have killed him.
Please don't bother Mr. Cleese. Thank you.
But he was lovely. And one that I met that's more for Dan and Kennedy, I met Alex Brightman, who was Beetlejuice on Broadway.
Wow. I'm so glad you had a good time. It seems like such an interesting place to be.
You guys... Kennedy and Dan especially, I think you guys would have so much fun. You have to come some year.
I know. One of these days, I will do it.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Stephanie's from Mansfield, and she went to the big event at the TD Garden, right, for Comics Come Home?
I sure did.
And did it deliver, as it always does, I believe?
It delivered like it does every year. We go every year. We're part of, my family's part of the Cam Neely Foundation fundraising. Yeah, we love it. They killed it this year.
How much money do they raise for this event? I can't even
imagine. They have raised over $35 million for cancer research.
Wow.
That is
And over 17,000 families have stayed at the Cam Neely House.
Who was your favorite comedian?
Well, I've always been a Dennis Leary fan. He's very naughty.
Right. Oh, that whole show.
If you don't get offended, don't listen to Dennis Leary. That's what I say.
He has a song called I'm a Blank Hole.
Yes, he does. He sang that. He sings it at the end of the show.
And I resemble half of those remarks. Yeah.
The lineup was crazy this year. Bill Burr was there.
Bill Burr was amazing.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yes, they were.
Well, thanks for calling.
They were nice and offensive, which is, you know, how we like our comedy, but...
I hear you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so good. We dialed it in for Friday night, Kennedy. We just ordered some sushi that we love to do from Assembly, and we watched Interstellar. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I love that movie. That could be like a top 10 sci-fi movie for me.
Yeah.
So it's Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Chastain.
I know. It's been
Timothy Chalamet is in it.
It's been many a Campy Kennedy question, and every time it's Jimmy.
I just love that movie, but it is like 17 hours long.
Yeah.
But thanks to you for covering me. Recovering for me yesterday, I spent Saturday and Sunday on the cross fields all across the Commonwealth.
As one does.
Yes. And Barrett was awesome. His team's played awesome. He's having a really good season. So that was kind of fun, but that was about it.
Nobody got thrown out.
Pretty low key. I didn't see anybody get thrown out. No drama.
All the parents were on their P's and Q's.
Because they knew Carson was there and we'd talk about it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yesterday
we're doing the Lord's work over
here. Yesterday was just so cold. Like, it was 30 something degrees by the time we left the fields last night at UMass Amherst. I think everybody was just trying.
I got thrown out. I just sort of go sit in my car.
It was so, so cold.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Emily is from Fitchburg, and there was a big wedding anniversary celebration.
Yes, my cousin and her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a disco theme.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, everyone in sequins. We had a DJ. Dance the night away.
That's such good music to dance to, also.
Absolute perfection.
Oh, my God.
What was on the disco playlist?
Oh, Disco Inferno, Bad Girl,
Car Wash,
Stayin' Alive.
Yes.
Get Down on It. All the good ones.
Village People. Got to be some Village People in there.
You know what? They didn't.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you get to the 70s.
You know what? There's so many good ones that you just forget.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had fun.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Emily. I had the wrong person. Now I have Sarah from Norton. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, everybody.
What did you do this weekend, I wonder?
So it was a busy weekend. On Friday, our Norton football team made it into the playoffs.
Nice.
So next week, next week we're playing Bishop Fenwick in Peabody. And then on Saturday, both of our cheerleading teams, varsity and JV, scored second at their competition. So they did really well.
Nice. Congratulations.
And then on, And then on Sunday, we went bowling with Kennedy and had an awesome, awesome time.
How mean is she in person?
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
Be honest.
She bought us this huge bag of Mix 104.1 swag that I have to pass out to everybody now.
Well, I enjoyed meeting everybody. You're such a wonderful group of friends. Your kids are also wonderful and love each other. Like, it was nice to be around family like that. So thank you for letting me be a part of it for a few hours.
Well, we loved meeting you, too. And you weren't terrible. I took pictures of the scores. You had a 72 before they cut us off. So you were doing all right.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'm just glad Kennedy got to hang out with, like, a bunch of kids. And then she said there was, like, teenagers all over the place.
No.
Oh, like, it was great. There
was spectacular.
A birthday party.
The 11-year-old birthday party next to us was loud. 11-year-old boys are
They
allowed.
Were fun to watch.
What are you going to do? We did. We all just kind of watched like we were at the zoo.
Right.
They were just mewing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of skibbity.
Yeah.
A lot of skibbity toileting over there?
A lot,
With the Sigma.
Yeah.
With the Sigma, bro. Well,
yep, those were a few of the names.
That's awesome. Glad you had a great time. Sorry I ghosted you,
Sarah. We enjoyed ourselves. So.
Thank
no, that's
you,
okay. You can come next time. It's totally fine.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
She was so awesome. I can't even tell you.
Jeff is from Norfolk. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. We hear you saw a celebrity over the weekend.
I had a celebrity sighting like no other.
Okay.
So my wife tells me, she's like, you know, we've never gone to see the lights at Franklin Park Zoo. It's closing this weekend. Why don't we get tickets and go? And I'm like, that'd be great. And so on Friday night, we get tickets. And we're, you know, you battle crowds, there's a lot of parking, whatever. And we're walking in, and then their tickets around 7:30. And I look over, and I said, hey, that's Dan and his girlfriend walking out. Because I remember he had said he was going on Friday night. But I did not go harass him because I understand you people all deserve your chance at privacy and enjoying your weekend just like we do.
Oh, man, you could have came up and said hi. I'd have been like, what's up, man? And
no, it's good.
Yeah, unless one of us is actively sobbing, I say you can't.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love when people come
please
say hi.
Please say hello, yes.
But if you saw me at 7:30 walking out, that means I had just finished housing at least 6 fried Oreos. You would have saw me with powdered sugar in my beard and everything. How cool were the zoo lights, though, Jeff? They were incredible.
We've done a lot of the holiday ones where you drive through, but the zoo lights there walking through were unbelievably good. And if I knew there were going to be that many like food options and food trucks and fried Oreos, I would have not eaten dinner beforehand.
Well, now you know for next year.
Mm. Not to do a pump, but I went early because it literally is a zoo of humans in there.
Right.
It is a little crazy town, but it was still great.
Well,
thank you.
Back next
All right,
for
thanks
sure.
for calling in, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Next time you see me in the wild, come say what up.
Yesterday when we were leaving the field, last night we're leaving the field, and we've been out on this field for hours, and it is bitter cold. I got on a beanie cap. I got my hoodie over top of it. Like, I'm completely wrapped up. And this woman out of nowhere is like, hey, Carson, for the radio, what's up? And I'm like, how did you, I mean, like I said, I'm under a beanie, I'm completely, I was like, how did you recognize me? She's like, I didn't, I recognize Parrot.
And there it is.
I recognize the real star
He's
of the family.
He's the actual real celebrity in the family. What else did you get into this weekend besides Franklin Park Zoo, Dan?
Well, outside of the zoo lights being incredible, then Saturday it was a little rainy, or kind of not rainy, but it was kind of cold, it was like 45, 50. So we went to a ramen shop that we love.
Oh.
Got a delicious bowl of ramen and then went on a movie date.
Oh, yeah, what'd you see?
I went and saw The Wild Robot.
And
it's so good and it's so emotional. My girlfriend cried 3 times.
Yeah, you don't cry though.
I haven't cried since I think my grandfather died in like 2015. And right. I didn't cry. You gotta have like a tear roll down your cheek to cry. But I was like welling.
I disagree.
I was like
so
welling.
Close.
I can cry very silently.
And I was like, oh my God, am I a real boy? I'm feeling things.
So you didn't like the movie then?
It was so good. If you haven't taken your kid, if you like animated movies, I don't even care if you have kids or not,
right.
Go see it.
Yeah.
But especially if you have kids.
Right.
It's just about, you know, a robot mom just struggling through parenthood.
I mean, listen, we've all been there, right?
She has a manual for everything, but not that.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can?
Kennedy, say hey to Ava from Milford.
Hello, Ava.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Also, her mom, Janet, is in the car.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. They work together at the same school. Will you ladies kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you ladies know how this works. It's five trivia questions, pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy. Which DC Comics character is Margot known for playing? The Lady Gaga also just gave her own portrayal.
Harley Quinn.
James Vanderbeek announced that he has colorectal cancer. Then he apologized to his loved ones who found out through the media. Which TV show brought James Vanderbeek to fame?
Dawson's Creek.
Definitely hit mom's wheelhouse there on that one, Dan. A federal appeals court has ruled that this Ed Sheeran song did not infringe on the copyright for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It's been in court for years, and Sheeran is happy to put it to bed. Take a listen and then name the song in question.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Perfect?
Magic Evergreen.
I don't know. Perfect.
Question number four. Outside a college football game Saturday, Jason Kelce grabbed a fan's phone and slammed it on the ground after he called Jason's brother Travis a gay slur for dating Taylor Swift. Jason and his brother host a hugely popular podcast. What is it called?
No idea.
Oh, no, that guy is lucky bros. Jason didn't break him in two.
Question number five. Football Bros is actually a really good name. Martha Stewart said that Ryan Reynolds isn't funny in real life. He replied, and I quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She's really closed the gap after a mile or so." Which city is Ryan Reynolds from? It's even his name on all of his social media handles.
Oh, Van City.
Okay, but where's he from?
Vancouver.
There you go. You connected the dots.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How long have you two worked at the same school?
2 years.
Yeah, and how are you liking it, Ava?
Loving it.
You do? That's super cool. What school is it?
Yeah, I really do. Robert Adams Middle School in Holliston. Shout out to Rams, the only blue ribbon school in Massachusetts. We were awarded that. Oh, yeah, the middle school, only middle school in Massachusetts.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo!
What's a blue ribbon school?
It's for smart kids, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not something we would ever know.
No, I got no ribbons.
I got a participation ribbon once. Kennedy, Ava, and her mom, Janet, got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, my friends.
Not bad.
Yeah, these are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Margot Robbie and her husband welcomed a baby boy. Which DC Comics character is Margot Robbie known for playing that Lady Gaga also just gave her own portrayal?
Harley Quinn.
Tied at 1. James Vanderbeek announced that he has colorectal cancer, then apologized to his loved ones who found out through the media. Which TV show brought James Vanderbeek to fame?
Dawson's Creek.
That's tough. Tied at 2. Question number 3. A federal appeals court has ruled that this Ed Sheeran song did not infringe on the copyright for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It's been in court for years, and Sheeran is happy to put it to bed. Take a listen and then name the song in question.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Thinking out loud.
Oh.
There it is.
3-2. Question number 4. Outside a college football game on Saturday, Jason Kelce grabbed a fan's phone and slammed it on the ground after he called Jason's brother Travis a gay slur for dating Taylor Swift. Jason and his brother host a hugely popular podcast. What is it called?
New Heights.
Is there a video of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I haven't seen that.
He was not taking no crap from nobody.
Oh, I'm going to go find that.
Don't make fun of his little brother.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for that. 4-2. Question number 5.
Don't use that word.
Martha Stewart said that Ryan Reynolds isn't funny in real life, and he responded, which city is Ryan Reynolds from? It's even in his name on all of his social media handles.
Oh, Van City. Vancouver.
He is from Vancouver. That is correct.
I always thought it was Van Wilder. That's why he did it.
I always thought that too, Kennedy. I thought the exact same thing.
The more you know.
More you know.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Ava and Janet, you don't get the cash, but thank you for listening and playing this morning.
That was
It was great. Thank you. Thank you. It was fun to play.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We're Ava and Janet from Milford, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Barrett got asked to play for a different team to play goalie for this other team out at UMass Amherst for this big tournament that was happening out there yesterday. And we were the second half of the day's games. So our first game was at like 2:15. Our last game was at 5:15. Obviously, it's getting darker earlier. It's really cold. It was a long day out on the fields. And then we hop in the car and we're driving from UMass Amherst back towards Boston, and we drive on Route 2. And it's a very rural area. You don't get a cell signal out there sometimes. You can't get radio stations out there. Your satellite radio won't work.
Yeah, you're out there.
You're out there, and it can just be very dark. And then all of a sudden, there's a traffic jam in the middle of nowhere. And so I'm looking up off to the right, and I can see some guys running through the field. I can see police lights. And I'm like, Barrett, this is not good. Something is going on. There's guys running through this field. I'm like, are they chasing these guys through this field? And I can see some of the guys are carrying things. And it honestly felt like we were in a sci-fi movie. Like the world was ending. There were aliens. There were people running. There was police. And we're just sitting in traffic. And we're about to die. That's what it felt like.
And that's where your brain goes?
Yes.
Babe.
Well, I just finished watching Interstellar this weekend, too.
My
I know. So I've watched too many movies. So they now, the guys start running across the street with these buckets. And I'm like, what are they doing? And then this herd of cow comes following them. I guess the cows had gotten out of the pasture. And so they didn't have any horses or anything to try and herd the cattle. So they have buckets of feed, and they are yelling, like, here, girl, here, girl.
Oh, they're luring them back with food.
Yes.
Ah, that would work for me.
But the field that they are in is across the street from the pasture where they belong. So there's cops there helping. Neighbors are helping. There's, I think, an ambulance is there.
I bet that's a much more regular occurrence than to you it feels like over there.
Because how we live in the city, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot different in Charlestown.
Right.
Yeah.
So now this, you know, it's probably, it wasn't a ton of cows. It was probably 5 to 10 cows.
Which is still more than you're used to seeing walking down the street.
Right next, so I roll down the window, I shoot video. These cows, you know, they're the Chick-fil-A cows. The, were they Holstein or something like that? Or, I don't know, Belted Calloway, something like that. Like. Yeah, the black and white cows. And so I shoot video of it immediately. We're just dying laughing about the whole thing. Because, I mean,
were they close enough for you to pet them?
Oh, absolutely. They came, if you want to see,
did they go, moo a little?
Go at Carson with a K on Instagram and you can see how close they are. They are, because Route 2 is not that wide.
No.
They were trying to get them on the grass, but where we were kind of fell off a little bit. So some of the cows were on the grass. Some of them were clopping down the street.
You went on safari in Western Mass.
You know, Carson, they do this in Europe like once or twice a year. They bring the cattle up and bring the cattle back down again somewhere in Switzerland.
Right.
It's a wonderful time for the whole town.
Yeah, I don't think this was planned.
I don't think this was that.
No, they were trying to make an escape. They did not like wherever they were, and they liked the field across the road.
Maybe the grass is better over there.
They do say the grass is better.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We have Julie from Fitchburg who has a funny animal story. What happened?
So one day in May, like a few years ago, this wild bird, it was a guinea fowl, just showed up at our back door, and it hung around for a few days, so we started feeding it, and then just eventually it just became like our pet. And the thing, it was like the dumbest bird, but kind of smart in a way that it would, like, you know, show up at the back door when it was hungry, or like you could even call the bird and it would come. And then, like, you know, it knew when I got home from work, and then, like, by the time I got in the house, he was at the back door, like, tapping on the window to get fed.
This is a cool looking bird. I just looked it up. It kind of looks like a cross between a turkey and a peacock.
Yes, but they make this godforsaken sound that, like, the neighbors got used to it, but anytime there was, like, a hawk or, like, something, like, or, like a cat or something like that around, it would, like, make this awful noise to, like, warn other animals, and, like, you could hear it from, like, a mile away.
But it was so just doing its civic duty?
Yes. Oh, yeah, well,
then,
definitely.
Did you, I say yes.
Did you name the guinea fowl?
Yeah, so its name was Polly, like a mafia boss, because we figured it was on like the dinner protection program that it was like hiding from being somebody's meal or something. Program.
I just love that it would come and tap on your window and be like, "Hey,
feed me,
woman."
I mean,
I'm
mafia
ready.
Boss does check out because that's like he's yelling 5-0 anytime he sees a hawk.
Pretty much.
So is it still around or is he gone?
Yeah. It actually, we had it for a year. It actually survived a winter. I was telling whoever answered the phone that we had to let it in the house so it would like survive the winter because the stupid thing didn't fly away. Eventually it did. Yeah, I know, right? But eventually it did get attacked by a wild animal in the middle of the night. So,
oh, no.
Why did you have to take that
Polly, I didn't think it was going to be dead animal
really?
Stories.
Didn't you?
It's the circle of life.
Here is the question that is not allowed to be asked during animal stories. Where is the animal now?
Thank you for sharing that. That was great.
If only there was another guinea fowl to hoot and holler, so he knew that there was an animal.
Oh, Polly.
Do you think those were cows going to the butcher shop, and that's why they were trying to get away, Kennedy?
I haven't any idea, but you know.
Gail is from Salem. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. My story is I was outside in the summer cleaning my pool with my puppy, Baron. He's a puggle. And in walked a skunk. And I was like, oh, my God. I jumped in the pool, clothes, sneakers, everything on. There's my puppy running around with the skunk around the trees, rolling around in the dirt, just having the best time of his life. Probably about 15 minutes later of me screaming for somebody to come out and, you know, rescue me, my husband came out and the skunk ran away. And we took Baron for a trip to the vet and to the groomers. And apparently the baby skunks don't get that really stinky smell until they're older, a little older. But he did have the mother scent of the skunk all over him. And then later that night, the baby skunk came back.
All right.
But they were just playing and having friendly fun?
You know, it was so cute, but I was like, I'm stuck in the pool. Nobody's coming out. What do I do? I don't want to get out because I don't want to get sprayed. I didn't know.
Absolutely frozen.
Where's Baron?
Baron, he's in the house. Yeah.
Oh, Baron's alive?
What did I say?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, he's alive, Kennedy. It's good.
A little smellier, but alive.
He's alive.
All right, thank you.
Oh, no, he's alive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's alive and well.
Carson, I'm hanging on by threads. If we have to talk about doggies that have gone over the bridge, you're doing the rest of the show by yourself.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Larry from Hanover.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yeah, sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Everybody's always so kind to Kennedy, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for now.
Ooh. I like that. 5 trivia questions on pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Larry, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're going to nickname him Larry Legend if he wins, Dan. Pete Davidson debuted his nearly tattoo-free arms during a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He's been getting them removed for a while. Pete has been engaged to be married once before. Who was it to?
Ariana Grande.
Question number 2. Matthew McConaughey turns 55 today. What is the catchphrase associated with him from one of his earliest movies?
Ooh, I'm confused. All right.
Question number 3. Ralph Macchio also celebrating birthday today, 63 years old. He looks like he's 35.
He looks great.
He played Daniel LaRusso in the Karate Kid movies and now in a popular spinoff series on Netflix. What is that called?
Cobra Kai.
Olivia Rodrigo won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, quote, I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. That is just, this is so under my skin today. I cannot let this go. I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day.
It's just a weird red flag, but you know.
Which is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Question number five. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll over it. Every Star Wars movie starts with the same words rolling across the screen. What are they?
In a galaxy far, far away.
That's it. I was going to say question number six. I don't know where I was going.
Kennedy!
All right.
He was doing so good, we figured we'd add an extra one.
Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Larry from Hanover, who were ready to nickname Larry the Legend if he wins, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Larry, very well done, sir.
Yes, these are tough. Yep. You set?
I am.
Pete Davidson debuted his nearly tattoo-free arms during a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. He's been getting them removed for a while. Pete has been engaged to be married once before. Who was it to?
Ariana Grande?
Did you see that sketch, by the way?
I haven't seen any Saturday Night Live this season.
That sketch is wild.
That's a lot of tattoos to have removed. That hurts.
It's very painful.
Tied to one, question number two. Matthew McConaughey turns 55 today. What is the catchphrase associated with Matthew McConaughey from one of his earliest movies?
All right, all right, all right.
Tied to two. Question number three. Ralph Macchio also celebrating a birthday today. He is 63, going on 33. He played Daniel LaRusso in the Karate Kid movies and now in the popular spinoff series on Netflix. What is it called?
Cobra Kai.
Tied to three. Olivia Rodrigo won't date anyone who wants to go to outer space, saying, I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. God forbid you have ambitions.
I don't think that's what she means. Stop taking it personally.
You can't associate Elon Musk to everything going to space. Every kid growing up wanted to be an astronaut or a pilot or a firefighter or a cop.
No,
that's
no, now they want to be Instagram influencers. So, yeah, it's different.
3 to 3. Kennedy, what is the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Larry, you answered that question so fast. Are you a scientist?
I'm just kind of like a sci-fi nerd.
Oh, let's go. With some kids in the car, too.
Sci-fi nerd's still going to get in the school drop-off line.
Tied at 4, question number 5. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and then having a camera slowly roll over it.
Get out of here.
Every Star Wars movie starts with the same words rolling across the screen. What are they?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That is exactly it.
Nerd!
You got out nerded.
Oh, yeah, you missed the first half of that.
I hate to out nerd you, Larry.
Man, I was just sitting there saying I'm a sci-fi nerd and I love Star Wars. I can't believe I got that wrong.
Well, that'll keep you up tonight.
Yeah. The nerds be nerding today.
Yeah. All right, so 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Larry, you don't get the cash. But you're not leaving empty-handed. We have 4 tickets for you to see Pentatonix November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but you're going to go for free. Yes.
Thank you.
I've seen them. They're so good. Bring your children.
And I've actually seen them before. Yeah, they're great.
Good stuff. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Larry?
I'm Larry from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tracy from Oxford.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, good morning, Kennedy.
Are you ready for the $1,000 Can't Beat Kennedy, Tracy?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, shaking. I hope so.
Me too, girl. Me too. We'll get through it together.
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
Shut up.
We kick Kennedy out.
I would, too, if I wrote the question.
Kennedy. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You also.
All right. We are all Team Tracy this morning.
Let's get some of Sal's money in your hands.
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Are you ready?
I think so.
1KCBK, first question. During the first night of her concerts in Indianapolis this week, Taylor Swift faced a tech issue with her in-ear monitors, which ran out of battery mid-performance. What is the name of this tour?
The Eras Tour.
The 8 blocks of this street from Berkeley to Mass Ave will be car-free from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. December 1st and 8th for shopping. It also shares a name with a famous local comic store. Name the street.
Sugar.
Thank you for not swearing.
Oh, I can see it. Newbury Street.
Question number 3. Robert Zemeckis says there's a good script for the sequel for this movie sitting at Disney, but they don't want to make it because they don't want Jessica Rabbit in it. Name the original movie.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Teddy Mellencamp says she's splitting from her husband. The Real Housewives star, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, said that she and her husband are divorcing after 13 years together. True or false, she's the daughter of John Mellencamp. True or false?
False.
Question number 5. Quincy Jones died at his home in Bel Air last night in 91. He won 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, and an Emmy. Plus, he produced one of the most star-studded songs of all time. Name that song.
We Are the World.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Oh, man. This one's going to be close. This one's going to be close. You did so well, Tracy.
Okay.
Tracy got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,000 on the line, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, these are hard.
Yeah, sure.
During the first night of her concerts in Indianapolis this week, Taylor Swift faced a tech issue in her in-ear monitors, which ran out of battery mid-performance. What is the name of this tour?
The Eras Tour.
You had one job, buddy. Some sound tech.
Recharge the batteries.
New batteries in the in-ear monitors. Question number 2. The 8 blocks of this street from Berkeley to Mass Ave will be car-free 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. December 1st and 8th for shopping. It also shares a name with a famous local comic store named The Street.
Newbury.
Tied at 2. Director Robert Zemeckis says there's a good script for this sequel sitting at Disney, but they won't make it because they don't want Jessica Rabbit in it. Name the original movie.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Why don't they want Jessica Rabbit in it?
She's too salacious, maybe?
She's beautiful and smart.
If they don't make a second Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I will be sad and mad at Disney.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Teddy Mellencamp says she's splitting from her husband, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, has announced that she and her husband, Edwin Arroyave, I believe it is, are divorcing after 13 years together. True or false, she's the daughter of John Mellencamp.
That's true.
It is true.
Damn it.
4-3,
sorry.
Question number 5. Okay. Quincy Jones died at his home in Bel Air last night at 91. He won 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, and an Emmy. Plus, he produced one of the most star-studded songs of all time. Name that song.
We Are the World.
We are the future.
We're the ones who make a brighter day.
So let's start living. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Ding.
Well done.
Yep, so close, Tracy.
You did very well, too. 4 out of 5 is nothing to shake a stick at.
Nope. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tracy from Oxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.